and welcome to the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Please join me as I share the body, mind and soul approach that helped me to lose over 150 pounds of weight after over 30 years of countless failed dieting, starting from age 9. I am a qualified nutritional therapist, low-carb expert, stress management consultant, sleep, mindset, psychology of weight loss, holistic fertility, fasting, and coaching. I'm also a writer, blogger, and in a previous life, I practiced as a qualified lawyer. Let's do this!
Hello, and welcome to episode 46 of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Today, I would like to continue our conversation on intermittent fasting and extended fasting. And because I have so much to say on this topic, it's been divided into three parts. Last week was part one, today is the second part, and next week, hopefully, we should conclude our discussions on intermittent fasting and extended fasting. In last week's episode, I talked about why I truly believe that intermittent fasting is a game changer when it comes to good health, losing weight, and weight maintenance. I also talked about how we used to eat in the 50s, 60s, before the weight gain and obesity crisis, and how we were naturally doing intermittent fasting, thereby collectively being healthier and collectively having healthier body weights. We also talked about how to do a clean fast or a dirty fast, and also discussed fasting liquids and a lot more things that we introduced last week. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please do so, because it goes hand in hand with today's episode and also next week's episode. So the first thing I want to talk about today is about fasting apps and how to actually track your fasting. It's important if you're trying to lose weight, for instance, to know what fasting regime you're following and to actually take out the guesswork from knowing how many hours you're spending eating or how many hours you're spending fasting. Because naturally, as humans, if we try to estimate such things, we will get them wrong, not because we're trying to cheat, but because we will naturally try to exaggerate how long we think we've fasted or something like that. So I like to use fasting apps. So with a fasting app, what you do is when you start eating, you press on the app that you have started eating. And when you stop eating and you're now fasting, you press on the app that you have started your fasting. So it calculates the amount of time you spent eating or fasting. And when you come to break your fast, you press that you have stopped fasting and you're starting to eat. And that way, you can always know exactly how many hours you spent fasting or eating. And you can download a free fasting app such as Zero Fasting app, the Fasting Tracker, the Life app, or many other fasting apps from your app store. And I don't have any connections with any of these apps. They're just fasting apps that I use and like. Let's talk about how to start intermittent fasting. How to start a 16-8 fasting schedule, for instance, which means fasting for 16 hours and eating your one or two meals in an 8-hour window. There's no magic to starting intermittent fasting. All I can say is just start. That's it. Just start. Stop eating and just start fasting. That's all you have to do. There is no fear to fasting. It's the most natural thing to do in the world. Our bodies are very well equipped for fasting. Our bodies are designed to fast and feast. And by feasting, I don't mean overeating. You still need to listen to your body like we discussed in episodes 4 and 5. You still need to chew slowly, consciously eat, and to stop eating immediately you feel full. If you are eating the way we have explored in this podcast, you will already be in ketosis, burning fat as your energy source, and you will already be fat adapted. And it is so much easier to fast when you're already on a ketogenic diet because the body is used to burning fat and there is no big dramatic transition switching from your eating window to a fasting window. You just stop eating. That's it. This, of course, doesn't mean that you can't fast if you're coming from a standard high-carb diet. Of course, you can start a fasting lifestyle from today if right now you're not on a low-carb diet and you're not in ketosis, thereby already burning body fat as your source of energy. However, expect a little keto flu, which we've discussed in various episodes, and this will very soon settle. Have some pink Himalayan salt handy, drink your water, and ride out that keto flu. If you're feeling a little bit iffy, a little bit headachy, as if you've got some flu, just not feeling well, or even a little bit of hunger, just lick that salt and keep fasting. Okay, so like I mentioned in the last episode, they lied to us when they said that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And for years, I ate in the morning when I wasn't even hungry. All the hype about breakfast, the false science that were telling us that, oh, breakfast was the most important meal of the day. I'm very sorry to say that some of those ideas were only designed to make us buy crappy, sugar-filled breakfast cereals, which were designed to make us fat and sick. It's a big fat lie that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And the easiest way to actually start fasting is to skip breakfast, as this is when our hunger hormones are at their lowest, which means that most people are naturally not hungry in the morning. And let's examine that word, breakfast. Break, fast. It simply refers to breaking your fast from the previous day of not eating, which doesn't necessarily have to be in the morning. Break your fast. You have your dinner the previous night and then you stop eating. You go to bed and then you don't eat anything that night. You don't obviously eat anything when you're sleeping, and you wake up and the next time you eat, you break your fast. That next time you eat does not necessarily need to be in the morning when most people are naturally not hungry. So that's it, you've broken your fast. If you're doing intermittent fasting and you're starting eating in the afternoon or even in the evening, it's still breaking your fast. It's still breakfast. It doesn't need to be some crappy, manufactured, hyper, ultra processed crap in a box, and then you add some milk and you add some sugar or some other crap. That's not breakfast. That's just, diabetes in a box. To avoid the confusion of associating breaking the fast with the mornings, I prefer the labels meal one and meal two, or meal one, meal two, meal three, if you eat three times a day. Always remember that it's perfectly natural to eat twice a day. For sure, we're used to eating three times a day, but that's just our conditioning. If you're not hungry for a third meal, don't have a third meal. And by skipping breakfast and having lunch or meal one at say 12:30 p.m. and finishing dinner or meal two, say 8:30 p.m., you're already doing a 16:8 fasting schedule. So that's it. Very, very simple. Choose whatever eating times work for your circumstances. And the times I mentioned are just for illustrations only. So whatever works for you, if you like to finish dinner earlier, which is always my preference, then do that. If you have your first meal, for instance, at 11 a.m. and your last meal at 7, that's the 16:8 fasting schedule. Do whatever works for you and your circumstances. Okay, one of the questions I get all the time is, what do you do about hunger during fasting? So it's very important to say that hunger is not actually continuous when you're fasting. And in fact, if you even feel hungry during fasting, it comes in short waves of say 10 minutes to 20 minutes. You do not continuously feel hungry or get more hungry and hungrier and hungrier. It just simply disappears. So drink some water, lick a little pink Himalayan salt, distract yourself with some activities and fast on. And this is even the case when you're doing longer fasts, like 72 hours fasting. In fact, for longer fasts, hunger seems to disappear completely after the first day or the second day. And yeah, it's gone. But also remember that because you're already in ketosis, if you're eating low carb, for instance, before you fast, your body is used to feeding itself with your body fat, and therefore you don't even get that hungry. But one of the reasons we feel hungry. It's just the conditioning, because we're used to eating at a specific time. When it comes to that time, you will feel like you want to eat. It's not necessarily hunger. And like I mentioned in the last episode, finding out what true hunger is something that you will find the more and more and more you build your fasting muscles. Like most new things that we do, of course, I totally understand that at the beginning of fasting, it's a bit daunting. It's daunting because you haven't done it before. But once you start doing it and it becomes a regular part of your life, believe me when I say it's the easiest thing to do. Your body is designed to do it, and it gets, oh, so much easier. You also see the benefits of fasting, and that's also very encouraging to keep fasting. If you're completely new to fasting and you find that you simply cannot ride out the little hunger wave when you start trying to fast, you can always start with that dirty fasting that we discussed in the last episode by having some of those fasting liquids we discussed, such as bone broth or bulletproof coffee, or having the MCT oil in your coffee, or even coconut oil or olive oil in your coffee. But believe me when I say that it is so much easier to fast clean than to keep holding on to those clutches. Plus also, you get a lot of benefits from clean fast that are not quite as intense when you're just doing the dirty fasting. As we discussed last week, a clean fast is simply fasting with nothing to eat. Don't even chew gum or eat that chewing gum that is only 5 calories. I don't care, just don't eat it. Also, don't drink anything except water, green tea, black coffee, black tea. It's perfectly fine to lick that little pink Himalayan salt. Also, have your electrolytes of sodium, magnesium, or potassium for longer fasts, which we'll talk about next week. Okay, I would like to talk about how to tighten your fasting schedule and why you need to do a lot more than just that 16-8 fasting. If, like me, you have serious metabolic issues, after a short time or even from day one of fasting, you may not lose weight. If weight loss is your goal, you may not lose weight on 16-8. You may have to increase your fasting to something like 18-6, which simply means fasting for 18 hours and eating 2 meals or 3 meals in a 6 hours eating window. For example, you could eat your first meal 1 at 1:30 p.m. instead of 12:30 p.m. and end your meal 2 by 7:30 p.m. instead of 8:30 p.m. and that will give you an 18-6 fasting window. Also, depending on how you get on, you can still tighten that window to 24. And 24 once again means fasting for 20 hours. Remember, the 20 hours also include the time you're sleeping and in bed. Also, eating during a 4-hour eating window. And you should aim to eat maybe 2 meals, 2 well-balanced meals in that 24 fasting schedule. And if you find that 2 meals are a little bit too much for you, you can have 1 main meal and a smaller but balanced meal. I don't like the word snack, so I don't want to say you can have a little balanced snack in 24. But remember, we don't do snacking. Snacking is always an emotional response. Snacking is part of the reason we gain weight. Snacking means that you're constantly raising your insulin level and not giving your body that chance to burn your body fat, because in the presence of insulin, the body signifies time to hold on to fat, and it doesn't burn the fat. So if 24 works for you, that's great. And using the same hours we use for 16-8 and 18-6, you can achieve a 24 fasting window by eating your first meal, say at 2:30 p.m. and finishing your second meal by 6:30 p.m. and that's 24. If you prefer having dinner with the family, you can do whatever hours suits your lifestyle. For example, you can have your meal 1 at 3:30 p.m. and then you eat with your family, ensuring that you finish your meal 2 by 7:30 p.m. Fasting is something so natural, and I think the most successful thing about it is to make it as easy on yourself as possible. And by this, I mean making it something that you can sustain for the rest of your life, because you should be able to fast every single day, intermittent fast every single day of your life. Making it part of your lifestyle means not being that person who is sitting there in the evening feeling sorry for yourself whilst your family or partner are eating. But if you want to arrange your fasting hours to actually suit your life, so you still have that chance to sit on a dining table with your family and eat at the end of the day instead of constantly being that person who feels left out, then of course you can just arrange fasting to make sure it suits your life and not the other way around. Okay, I would like to talk about the very, very famous 1 meal a day, or OMAD. I'm sure you've seen people having mountains of food. Oh my goodness. Look at pictures on Instagram. They're having like a huge, horrendously huge amount of food, all in the name of OMAD. This is the wrong way to eat 1 meal a day. 1 meal a day doesn't mean overfeeding. 1 meal a day doesn't mean packing 3 meals into one. If your goal is good health and weight loss, it's very, very, very important to ensure that you're getting the right vitamins and minerals and all the nutrients you need for your body, for a healthy body. This is something you can achieve by eating nutrient-dense food. Food quality is very, very, very important. The important thing in OMAD is not bulk. The important thing is nutrient-dense foods. So your good food, like your liver, your steak, your eggs, sardines, mackerel, salmon, oily fish, good quality food is what is important. Because you're not eating as much as you would normally eat if you're having 3 meals a day, if you're having that 1 meal, just make sure it's filled with good nutrient dense that will give your body all the nutrients and all the vitamins and minerals you need. It's not about having a mountain of food just because it's 1 meal a day. If your goal is weight loss and you constantly eat huge amounts of food in the name of OMAD, your body will always have lots of dietary food to rely on rather than burning your excessive body fat. It's also important not to abuse fasting or to use fasting as an excuse to binge eat. It's also important to get in touch with your body and learn to listen to your body, to eat mindfully and consciously, and to stop eating immediately you feel full. So having a huge amount of food, just pretending that's OMAD, that's just not the right way to do it. Okay, so depending on how long you spend on your OMAD, it could be recorded as a fasting window like 22-2, which implies that you're fasting for 22 hours and you're eating for 2 hours. You could also have OMAD, say 23-1, which means you're fasting for 21 hours and you're eating for 1 hour window. Or 24-1, whereby you're fasting for 24 hours and eating for 1 hour. One of the things I want to really stress is don't become so obsessed with the hours of fasting. So don't sit there thinking, I want to break my fast, but no. Oh, I must get to 23 hours or else nothing is going to happen. If you're hungry, break your fast and eat. Or if the timing works for you, have your 1 meal whenever you want to have your meal. Don't kind of think, it must be exactly 18 hours, 18:6, or the world is going to end. Fasting is not designed to be yet another task or yet another annoying thing to do during the day. So do it however it works in your life. Okay, so OMAD can simply be done by eating dinner and 1 meal a night, say 6:30 with your family, and not eating until the next day at 6:30. You can of course fast whichever way suits your lifestyle. For example, have that 1 meal at 12:30 p.m. or 4 p.m. or whenever you want, whenever suits your timing. And the beauty of OMAD is that you're still eating every single day and you will not feel as deprived as if you were doing longer fasts. If you need to take medication, for instance, that requires food, you still have a daily eating window for those medications. I want to look at the longer fast, say 24 to 36 hour fasting. And when you start fasting, like I said earlier, you start to develop fasting muscles, and it starts getting easier and easier to fast the longer you do it. And as you become an experienced and seasoned faster, you may wish to push your body a little bit and try extended fasts, which you can do for health benefits, for autophagy, which we've discussed before, which is simply where your body gets rid of the weak or dead cells and actually makes stronger cells and stronger immune system. You can also use those extended fasts if you're trying to break weight loss plateaus and to reset your body's set point. That is, when you get to that weight beyond which you struggle to get further down, or simply for the numerous benefits of fasting, which we'll discuss in the next episode of the podcast. Every time you fast, you need to listen to your body. And if at any time your body is telling you to stop fasting, you need to listen to it and stop fasting and break that fast as healthy as you should, which we'll talk about again in the next podcast. Whilst OMAD means that you still get to eat every day, if you're pushing those fasts to 24 to 36 hours, it means that you're not eating in a day. A whole day might go without you eating. Psychologically, some people may find this difficult. Again, fasting is natural. As hunter-gatherers, we'll go for days, say a day or two or 3 days out there trying to hunt food and not succeeding in finding food. So our bodies are designed to fast. And pushing a fast to say 36 hours, if you become experienced by doing those shorter fasts, it then gets so much easier as you build your fasting muscles to extend to, say, 36-hour fast. In practice, what does a 36-hour fast, for example, look like? Say, for example, on Monday, you finish eating your dinner at 7 p.m. That means you don't eat anything else at all that Monday. On Tuesday, you don't eat anything whatsoever. And then on Wednesday morning, for instance, or whenever you feel like, you break that fast. So that means you've got a full day where you haven't eaten at all. The idea of not eating at all for a full day might be psychologically difficult for some people, especially when you're starting out in fasting. There's a fasting protocol that I very much like, which is kind of a way to have your fasting cake and eat it. Sorry, I shouldn't mention cake when I'm talking about fasting. And I'm fasting as I'm doing this podcast, so sorry about that. Okay, but it's kind of a hack on the fasting where you can still get to eat every day, but you also get a chance to not only allow your body not to get used to whatever fasting regime you're doing, but you also get to enjoy the benefits of those longer fasts. This fasting protocol is the 30-16 fasting protocol, and let me explain what that means. It means that one day you're fasting for 30 hours and the next day you're fasting for 16 hours. So one day you're fasting for 16 hours and the next day 30. So you alternate between 30 and 16 hours. And the easiest way to really do this protocol is to say that the first day you have your meal one in the morning, and then the next day you have your meal one in the evening. Simply put, say Monday you have breakfast, Tuesday you have dinner, Wednesday you have breakfast, Thursday you have dinner, and then that's just how to then get that 16 hours fast. The day you have dinner and the day you have breakfast, you have a shorter window of 16, and the next day when you're having dinner, having had breakfast the previous day, you then have a longer fast of 30 hours. But it's a wonderful protocol, especially for weight loss, because you're eating every day, but your body doesn't get used to your fasting window. Your body doesn't know, what are you going to do today? Your body is being surprised daily, but you also still get to enjoy eating every day without having to keep doing those longer fasts where you go a full day without eating. So this 30-16 fasting window is a good way to also do OMAD, but also have a fresher take on OMAD. One thing I want to kind of stress with OMAD is usually fantastic. If you're very close to your goal weight, if you've got like 10 pounds to lose and you're just really trying to maintain, it can also just become something for maintenance, OMAD. Some people struggle to keep losing the weight with OMAD, and some people really view OMAD as primarily a way to maintain weight loss rather than something for active weight loss. It's also important to say that there is a school of thoughts that if you're constantly always only doing OMAD, you might just dump your metabolism. It might not just be the best protocol long term. If you've got a lot of weight to lose, okay. I've still got quite a lot I need to say on this topic. I'm looking at the time because I like to keep my podcast around the 30 minutes. So if I come next week and there's still a lot to do, we might have to have a part four in this topic. Next time, we should talk about the longer fasting regimes that can help us with weight loss as well as those benefits and healing. Also, things like the alternate day fasting, rolling 72-hour fast, extended fasting, electrolytes are needed if you're doing those longer fasts, and also finish up with the benefits of fasting. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, and I hope to see you next week on the next episode of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Have a wonderful week and take care. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. If you like this podcast, please do me a huge favor and like, subscribe, share with your family and friends, and please review this podcast so that other people can find us. Please see our show notes for any links referred to in the episode. If you wish to connect with me on social, my Instagram is Bell's Low Carb World. That is BELLES Low Carb WORLD. I hope you join me next week for the next episode of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Have a fantastic week and thank you. This podcast is for informational purposes only. This podcast does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Thank you.